Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's news collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, Lauren Tucker, Dinah Jansen, and Paige Lang. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. The Spire Arts and Community Hub has shared news of an exciting new initiative in the community with the creation of a by and for seniors theater group. Within the release, it was also announced that their first production, All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten, is already scheduled to hit the stage with performances scheduled for early to mid-September. Made possible by funding from the federal New Horizons for Seniors program and the Kingston Arts Council, the initiative was inspired by the desire to provide more opportunities for seniors to participate in the performing arts. Working under director Ian Malcolm, this initiative has given a talented lineup of local performers the opportunity to return to the stage. I sat down with Spire General Manager Sam McLeod and Director Ian Malcolm to discuss the seniors' first production.
I know this was motivated partly after receiving funding from the Kingston Arts Council, but how did this project get started? What's the story there?
Yeah, so we looked around Kingston, and you know, with our organization, with the Spire, there's a lot of seniors' involvement across the board, from leadership to just people who come in and fix things. And we looked, you know, we're an arts institution, we're a social service institution, and we looked across the Kingston landscape, and we didn't see a lot of opportunity for people who were senior citizens to get involved in the arts, particularly around performing arts. And it's interesting, right? Like, when you are an artist, that doesn't just turn off when you hit 65 or 70 or 75 or something. You need to keep that going. It's like a muscle. And so we wanted to provide that as an opportunity. We saw a federal program called New Horizons Program for Seniors and the Kingston Arts Council, and we sort of talked to both groups, and they said, that's a great idea. It fills a need in the city. So, so we've kicked off a seniors theater program at the Spire.
Fantastic. And Ian, I was wondering if you could speak a bit to that, just as the director of this show.
Well, yes. Sam's the administrator, and he has a ton of theatrical experience as well as administering a community facility like the Spire. But I'm a director. I taught drama for 30 years and at Kingston Collegiate. I've directed shows in Kingston since we moved here, really, for 40 years or so. And I've been a long-term member at Sydenham Street United Church, which is the organization that I guess originally created the building that is now the Spire. And so when Sam achieved all these opportunities for seniors theater, I knew right away that apart from the good idea and apart from the nobility of offering people of a certain age like me another theatrical opportunity, the really important thing was to do a really good show in the performance hall of the Spire. It's a demanding space. It holds a large audience, and it has beautiful acoustics for vocal music and for instrumental music. And the next phase is to add theater that involves the spoken word and music to the offering that the Spire makes possible. So I worked very hard, very quickly, to pick a really interesting show. We had to get it on in this calendar year. I mean, that's part of the grant requirement. And I thought September's much better than later in the fall for a whole variety of reasons. So what's a show that would really work in September? What's a show that would really work for the senior actors that we were able to get involved? And what's a show that would really appeal to the audience that comes to the Spire regularly? And I think I found the show. And we've been hard at it since the beginning of July. There was a lot of work before July to get the cast together and get commitments. But all of a sudden, we have a great cast and an outstanding team, and we're well on the way.
Awesome. And we'll get more into that show in a bit. But I was going to ask, what was that initial feedback you got right away from the community and the folks who decided to get involved in this project?
they really wanted to be involved. The hurdles all had to do with the fact that if you're casting a show in, let's say, May or the summer, you're dealing with people who at this stage of their lives are very organized and they already have the summer planned. I don't know what life is like for you, Chris, but for people like Sam and me, that calendar for July and August was filled a long time ago. So who's free for rehearsing? And there were people who would have loved to have been involved with the show who just couldn't because they'd already made travel plans, that sort of thing. So it was hard. It was just the work of saying, here's the show. Isn't this great? There's a part for you. You'd be brilliant in it. And putting together people who embraced that.
Yeah, so we built a team of, it's really like four seniors by seniors. There's me, I'm not a senior, but I'm working towards it slowly. But
In training.
But yeah, so it's, you know, lighting designer is a senior, the, you know, the people who are working backstage, the stage manager, etc. So yeah, I think we got really great response in a very short period of time, which is encouraging.
Yeah, fantastic. And have you heard comments like as you've gone along in rehearsing, being like, wow, it's so great to be back as an actor, to try acting for the first time or anything like that?
Oh, I don't think in this particular case it's for the first time. Mm-hmm. It's great to be back on stage and it's great to be doing a script that we really have something to bring to. Because this particular show is a script that... on the one hand, it's being done by high school casts all over the English-speaking world. But for high school students, and I'm an expert at talking about what scripts are like for high school students, it's a challenge. It's a stretching exercise in learning the vision of what it's like to be an adult. But when you're casting to the right age and you're dealing with people who are already expert at being adults, they bring such sensitivity and such awareness of the nuances of the moments in life when it doesn't quite go as planned and you have to know what to do and you have to be brave and you have to be open and you have to be free like you were when you were a child and everything was wonderful and everything was a challenge that you couldn't wait to start. We learn how to be more protective in later life and this, but theater people are freer. It's the nature of being on stage. And so the cast has really embraced all the episodes, all the experiences that the script contains, which are all, we want to remind you of this. We want to take you to a moment that you've lived through before and show you maybe a better way of dealing with it. It's really charming. It's been a very affecting for the cast as well. We've been moved to tears at different times in the rehearsal of scenes. And the advantage of getting there in rehearsal is that then you can be calm and clear and bring all your craft to bear to make that happen for an audience that's caught by surprise, being taken to a moment that it has lived through as well, but hadn't really thought about it in the same way. It's been a thrilling show to rehearse in that sense.
Amazing. Yeah. And Sam, did you have anything on that feedback that you've been getting so far?
Yeah. I mean, people are very excited. It's an interesting show because it's a, there's dance, there's singing. It's a comedy, but it's also very intimate. So it's, it talks a lot about the beauty of life and the, you know, the funny moments in life that are weird that we kind of go through and or work through in this kind of weird, personal way. I don't know. It's beautiful. And I think that is affecting the people who are involved. And there's a lot of excitement to present that to people that we hope will come and see it.
Awesome. Yeah. And no more beating around the bush. The show is All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten.
That's right.
I was wondering if you could get into the choice of this book and what audiences can expect.
Well, there are many, many people of a certain age who will be coming to the theater. Whether they were ever teachers in their lives or are presently now or not, who remember the book, because the book was written in the late 80s and was a huge international success. It's still in print. It's still being distributed and read and thought about all over the world. The vision of how life would be better if we practiced the rules that we were taught when we were children. The rules of playing fair and sharing and holding hands when we cross the street, experiencing wonder, staying open to that, living a balanced life, looking at the world, which is to say actually seeing the world we're in and finding joy and magic and meaning in every moment. The book was about that. The show is a dramatization of anecdotes that the author, Robert Fulghum, used in the first book and in the second book as well. The songs were crafted to link the journey through experience. It's very much, it's a dramatic comedy, and I have really noticed how the laughter is so often the laughter of recognition. Which is a gentle laughter. It's the business of saying, oh yes, I've lived through that moment too. And the challenge, of course, to the audience is, wouldn't it be better if you were as open and free and honest and caring and kind as you were when you were a child? It's one of those wake up calls for adulthood, and in the nicest way.
Yeah, for sure. And September's coming up really fast.
It's a September show.
Yeah.
Because whether you're a grandparent or a parent or thinking about parenthood or just coming out of adolescence, this is a show that takes you to that time of year where everything is possible. One of the brilliance, I always think September should be the start of every year because it's terms of that cycle of education that we've all lived through, it really is the beginning, and it's so hopeful. It's so full of dreams, and this year, you know, I'll get it done. This year, I'll reach for the thing I didn't last year. The show is explicitly taking everybody there. So, lots of fun.
Yeah, for sure. And how are you feeling at this point in rehearsals? Are you feeling ready to go, feeling a bit nervous, excited?
I could talk for an hour about the arc of rehearsing a show from the first moment of excitement to the time when it's hard work and you know it, but you don't know it completely yet. And that's what the actors are striving for, that complete journey into the world of the script. And because it's tiring, you yearn for an audience. And I think we're all, at the moment, looking forward to the time when we have some people in the house reacting.
And Ian has pushed these people. Like, I think we've done plenty of rehearsal. They are in great shape right now, which is so nice, because I've done a number of shows where you get to dress rehearsal and you're like, oh no, like this is going to, there's going to be an audience. But right now, like, I think it is in great shape. Like, and it's almost like you can feel the energy. We're ready for an audience. Maybe not, you know, there's some technical stuff to throw in. We've got a lighting system that we're still waiting to arrive, hopefully next week. But yeah, it's in great shape, and I think we're ready to get it out there.
And one of the things we've been enjoying is the way in which the spire has been redeveloped to make more possible the kind of show that this is. It's always been, if you bring a string quartet or an orchestra into the spire, it sounds brilliant. If you bring a huge choir into the spire, it sounds brilliant. But when you're putting people on stage and they're singing and they're speaking, the wonderful thing that's happened is that both the Friends of the Spire and the community of Sydenham Street United Church have put a lot of money, Sam can be precise about that, into a really, really subtle and developed and brilliant sound system, which allows the reproduction of spoken word in a way that makes possible stage performances in the spire. And the music, Michael Capon, the music director, is one of Kingston's brilliant musicians, both in terms of the work he does at St. James Anglican, as the organist and choir director, and in terms of Kingston shows, he's been involved in Kingston musicals for a long time. He's a session man. He's a rehearsal pianist. He knows how to watch the actors and play to what they're doing. He doesn't need to be looking at the score all the time. And he's also got really brilliant instincts as a director. So what's happening is that we're making the spire a great space for this kind of show, and I think it will liberate a lot of people's thoughts about the kind of show they might want to direct or be in, and the location to do it in. And there's more to come, as Sam was saying. There are going to be 24 lamps installed, theatrical lighting in that space. Clearance of the chancel floor and the altar area for stage performance has already taken place and been planned a long time since. So for sound, for light, for ambience, for energy, it's becoming a great theater, and that's a thrill to me.
Yeah, I remember a few months ago, Sam, when I spoke to you, you were talking about all the new developments at the Spire and how you were really transforming it into a performance space. I was wondering if you could speak to that a bit and how it's going to impact this performance.
Yeah, so we've put in through private investment and people at the Sydenham Street United Church or the government at various levels and going in and fundraising and begging and things like that. We've probably put in our sound system and lighting about $300,000 into the space over the last maybe 2 years. And that's included high-end speakers. You know, everybody who's in the show is going to be on wireless mics with a really nice wireless mic system. Like, we've been developing, it's been step by step, but every week we take another step. We just changed all the lamps to dimmable the other day. And, you know, and the things that we're doing on a moment-by-moment basis are making the space more usable by people like Ian doing theater, concerts, choirs, just anybody who wants to put on a public performance or do a talk, those kind of things. Like, we're putting in the technical equipment necessary to make those a success. And we're going to keep doing that for years to come until it's, you know, we can say this is a state-of-the-art facility in Kingston. We're well on the way.
Fantastic. Yeah. And sort of looking towards the future, this might be too far to say, but is there hopes that we can continue this program in future years?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's not the need for seniors to be involved in the arts. And, you know, the Seniors Association in Kingston is doing an excellent job in this kind of thing. But, you know, it's always going to be there. And so this is something we hope we can sustain, we can grow. It's probably not going to be easy, but there's so much energy behind it already that I think we can see it lasting for years to come. We hope, but we need people to come to the show. So if you're out there and interested, the show is September 12th, 13th, and 14th, and 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Spire. You can get your tickets at the Kingston Grand, 7:30 every evening. It's only $20 a ticket, super affordable. We just want to get people into seats and see these wonderful actors, wonderful musician, you know, wonderful space, great director. Like, it's, you know, it's just, we're so lucky, and we hope people will come and see it.
Once again, that was Sam McLeod, General Manager of The Spire, and Ian Malcolm, Director of the Seniors Arts Group's first production, All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. This has been Christina Laurie, Local Journalism Initiative reporter with CFRC News.
Thanks, Christina. Here's your arts and culture news for today. Beginning September 3rd and running until the 14th at the Union Gallery is home again, Queen's Fine Art Alumni Exhibit. Marking 55 years of fine art education at Queen's, this exhibition of visual artwork from fine arts and arts education alumni will be a showcase, a celebration, and an expression of the hopes for the future of the program. This exhibition includes work from over 70 alumni and is free for the public to peruse during open hours in the main space. Exhibition hours may vary, and you can learn more at uniongallery.queensu.ca. Continuing this month at the TED until August 31st will be Contemplating Glaciers, A Dialogue, a solo exhibition from artist Jan Kabatov, curated by Jessica Turner. The exhibition will include photography, sculpture, paintings, video, audio, and even a virtual reality element using the Oculus headset, and footage from a documentary on the melting of the Athabasca Glacier, currently in production from this creative team. All ages are welcome to peruse this exhibition in the TED Center Gallery, and it is free to do so, though exhibition hours may vary. There's also new upcoming workshops on topics like Indian folk art, scrapbooking, monoprinting, and watercolor in September, and new events and exhibitions are hitting the Tet all the time. To learn more, you can visit tetcenter.org. Registration for fall term programming at the Kingston School of Art is now open, including programs for youth and adults, as well as workshops and summer camps. This includes adult classes in drawing, vibrant textile arts, mixed media, painting, printmaking, and sculpture, and youth programs for kids ages 6 to 16 and families. There are also a variety of 1 and 2 day workshops now available for registration. For more information and to register, visit ksoa.info. At Modern Fuel Art Gallery, in partnership with the Union Gallery, is the Twofold Artist in Residence program led by co-directors Jill Glatt and Berlin Reed. This program provides an opportunity for local BIPOC artists to dive into their practices, collaborations, and discussions while having access to designated workspaces, professional development and mentorship, communal events, and a studio visit platform. This year's artists in residence are Shanique Pert, Alicia Udvari, Shamara Pert, and Samara Khan, who worked at the Union Gallery in July and Modern Fuel Art Gallery in August. Also coming up at Modern Fuel are 3 new exhibitions beginning September 14th and running until November 9th. In the main gallery is In the Shadow of the Sun by regional artist Alyssa Scott. In the State of Flux gallery is A Common Babble by extra-regional artist Nikita FK. And in the Window gallery is Artwork, Care Work, Portraits of Artists / Mothers by extra-regional artist Claire Drummond. For more, visit modernfuel.org. And this is your last week to catch summer events at Springer Market Square. This Wednesday summer evening, enjoy Swingin' Summer, a live music throwback to the era of romantic, joyful, and jazzy songs from 7 to 8 p.m. And this Friday evening, Springer Market Square hosts Kickin' It Country from 7 to 8 p.m., featuring live local country music. For more on these events, visit downtownkingston.ca. Every Monday at Daft Brewing, Bon Evans hosts Music Trivia Mondays at 7 p.m. Put your music knowledge to the test in 4 more rounds of trivia, whether you're going it solo or in a team with clips, questions, and more. The winning team walks away at the end of the night with a $50 gift card and bragging rights, so be sure to check it out for a Monday night of music and fun. This is also your last week to catch Movies in the Square in Springer Market Square. Lilo and Stitch starts at dusk on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now and bring your blankets, chairs, and bug spray to experience your favorite films for free this summer under the stars. Coming up at Kingston's Independent Cinema, The Screening Room, you can catch special screenings of 1963's The Birds on August 28th and 29th as part of the Summer Alfred Hitchcock Presents series. As well, 40th anniversary screenings of Purple Rain will be playing on August 28th and 29th. Additionally, more shows have been added to Cat Video Fest 2024, a fundraiser where 10% of all ticket sales will be donated to Kingston Animal Rescue, featuring compilations of the latest and best cat videos of the internet on the big screen. This new showtime will run on August 29th. Coraline returns for 50th anniversary screenings on August 30th, 31st, and September 1st through 5th. 2006's Little Miss Sunshine will be showing on August 31st and September 1st through 4th, and Ghostbusters will be showing on August 31st as well as September 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th. There are also new arrivals and special screenings all the time, so be sure to check back at screeningroomkingston.com for all of your cinema adventures. That's all I've got for you on Arts Desk today. Now I'll turn it over to Jesse Bell at the Sports Desk.
It's time for CFRC's Concert and Events Calendar. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out through cfrc.ca today. On Wednesday, August 28th, join Sean McCullough and friends for Wings and Tunes on the patio at Cove Inn. Grab some piping hot wings and enjoy the show from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Admission is free. Swing by Spearhead Brewery for $5 dates covering tunes from your favorite artists, including Blue Rodeo, Neil Young, Mumford & Sons, and the Lumineers. The show is from 7 to 10 p.m. and is free to attend. Head down to Springer Market Square for Swingin' Summer featuring Dixie Plus One. Listen to the romantic songs of yesteryear from 7 to 8 p.m. The show is free to attend. Fresh Food Market Pop-Up is giving you local produce and pre-made food that won't break the bank. The Fresh Food Pop-Up is at Rideau Heights Community Center from 2 to 5 p.m. this Wednesday. The market is in local community centers around Kingston Wednesday to Saturday. For times and locations, check out freshfoodmkt.ca. Head over to Musicki Cafe and Whiskey Bar for Musicki Live Drawing, an afternoon of unrestricted life drawing. For $5, enjoy the relaxing vibes and bring your own supplies for some inspiration. Live music starts at 8 p.m., so grab a drink and enjoy. On Thursday, August 29th, the club at the RCHA hosts Beats Workin', the last Thursday of the month tradition. The show plays from 7 to 10 p.m. and is just $5 to attend. This Thursday, head down to Hotel Wolf Island for alt country band Cody Allen James & Co. The tunes play from 7 to 10 p.m. Admission is free. Enjoy a night of laughs and fun at the Cove Inn featuring stand-up comedian and actor Tom Green. The show is from 7 to 10:30 p.m. and tickets are $90, including dinner and a show. Get ready to sing your heart out. Daft Brewing is hosting Drag Sing-Along Roulette with special host Rowena Way. All performances are chosen by you. The show is from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. and the event is free to attend. Head down to Kingston Market Square for Movies in the Square. This week is Disney classic Lilo and Stitch. The movie starts when the sun goes down, so 9 to 10:30 p.m. The movie is free, but don't forget extra cash for snacks. On Friday, August 30th, every Friday at Blue Martini, Christopher Jackson and friends play your favorite covers as well as some fun originals. The show is from 7 to 10 p.m. Admission is free. Enjoy a happy hour TGIF with Dan Chabrineau at the club at the RCHA. Enjoy tunes and a good time from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Admission is free. Stay and grab a drink for the Calorie Night Band from 8 to 11 p.m. Tickets are just $5. Head over to the Mansion for Triple Header North by North, The Backsteps, and Monarch. Rock out, grab a drink, and enjoy the show for $15, doors at 7 p.m. The Merchant hosts local rock band Luscious with special guest Piner. The show runs from 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. and the show is $12 to attend. Hang out, grab a drink, and have a good time. Head over to Hotel Wolf Island for a groovy night of dancing and fun with Mindflowers DJ featuring vinyl DJ LK. The psychedelic set is sure to get you dancing from 5 to 7 p.m. The event is free to attend. Prepare for a dazzling night of cabaret at Carlo Estates Winery with dinner theater, live musical performances, and witty banter. The show is from 6 to 9 p.m. Bring your best Brooks and Dunn song and head down to the Buckle for country karaoke. Karaoke is from 9 p.m. to midnight. Grab a drink and have fun. On Saturday, August 31st, head down to Confederation Park for free live music. Enjoy the music from Sarah Zanibbi, Who's Here, and Nice On. The tunes play from 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The show is for all ages. Drill Hall at Base 31 hosts Canadian rock legends Trooper and Honeymoon Suite. The show is bound to have you singing and dancing all night long. Doors are at 7 p.m. and tickets range from $79 to $169. Enjoy the beautiful view at Juniper Cafe with the soulful musical stylings of Frank Ryan. Grab a coffee and relax with the tunes from 4 to 6 p.m. The show is free to attend. Put on your best leather and bang your head at the Mansion this Saturday. Hard rock groups Sons of Static, No Small Affair, and Stunseed are giving you all that rock energy. Doors at 9:30 p.m. The tickets are $20 at the door. Kingston-based duo Roderick and Bairstow are playing country, rock, and folk at the Spearhead Brewery. Grab a drink and watch the show from 7 to 10 p.m. Admission is free. Go down to the Toucan for rock band Sweet Pete and the Heat. The late night set goes from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Admission is free. Attention all university students, each week a downtown Kingston chef prepares a dish using local ingredients. Come watch the demo from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Kingston Market Square. Try the dish for just $2. Head down to the Kingston Grand Theater for Boston-based stand-up comedian Gary Gulman. Get ready to laugh till you drop from 8 to 10 p.m. Go to www.kingstongrand.ca for tickets. On Sunday, September 1st, the patio at the Cove Inn presents live jazz and contemporary with Head Over Heels. The show is from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is by donation. Head over into the Opinicon for live music on the patio with Timothy Lowton. The tunes play from 2 to 5 p.m. and the show is free to attend. Grab your yoga mat and walk down to Battery Park for free yoga in the park. Revive and rejuvenate from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. The session is held by a local instructor. The yoga is for all ages and abilities. Get ready for back to school with Neutrogena. The Boost Bus is supplying you with all your skin and sun care needs. The bus will be parked at University Avenue in Union Street and will be up and running from 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. The screening room is giving you three classic movies this Sunday. At 1:20 p.m., celebrate Coraline's 15th anniversary. 4:10 p.m., comedy classic Ghostbusters. And at 6:40, Little Miss Sunshine. For tickets, go to screeningroomkingston.com. That's all for your live music and events calendar this week.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear. Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University, situated on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science.